the fallen souls in the age of Kali. We will discuss a little bit about this marketplace of the Holy Name during the lecture. And besides discussing Nityananda Tattva, Adiguru Tattva, the position of Sri Nityananda as the Adiguru. So we will read first the translation of the song so we can meditate on the meaning. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote several songs like this one about the marketplace of the Holy Name. I am singing news of the greatest happiness at the place known as Surabhi Kunj in Srinavadvip. The marketplace of the Holy Name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. And we sing, at the end of each line, we will be singing Koda Nitai, Koda Nitai. Koda means Lord, and means also proprietor. So he's the proprietor of the marketplace of the Holy Name. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure Holy Name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase their name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualifications. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me, for I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. Thus, you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission. And in this way, all three of us will fulfill our desires. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful, accepting only one's faith in the Holy Name. He bestows the topmost divine bliss. When Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gaura, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Now, dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel. For the most merciful Lord, Nityananda, gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. Bhaktivinoda loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we will sing verse number 7 of chapter 5, Adilila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. And we will discuss a little bit the chapter with the main points found in the chapter, because Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has discussed there Nityananda Tattva or Adiguru Tattva. Sri Nityananda is the original spiritual master, as the original servant of the Lord. And he's the Lord, but he's also the servant of the Lord. This is in one way we could say it is mysterious. How is it that the Lord, he becomes the servant of himself? And he does that in the role of the Adi Guru, and also in the mood of experiencing his own transcendental pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, the potency of pure devotional service, which is what the spiritual master distributes to the conditioned souls. So let's read the verse and then we will discuss. Sankarsana karana toya chayi garboda chayi chapayopti chayi sheshas chaya siam sakalaksa nitya nandakya ramaksharanam mamastu. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Sankarsana. Mahasankarsan in the spiritual sky. Karanato yashayi. Karanoda kashayi Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. Garbhadashayi, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, who lies in the Garbhodaka ocean of the universe. Cha and Payoptishayi, Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk. Shesha Naga, the coach of Vishnu. Cha and Yasya whose Amsha plenary portions, Kala and parts of the plenary portions, Saha. He, Nityanandakya, known as Lord Nityananda, Rama, Lord Balaram, Sharanam, shelter, Mama, my, Astu, let there be. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana Sheshanaga and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. purpose. Shri Svarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Akyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandao Sahoditao Gaudodaye Pushpavantao Chitao Shandao Tamonudao Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Excuse me, that I drink water, but it's not possible otherwise to speak. So, today is the most auspicious day because it is due to the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and his servants that we are able to attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And this is explained in this fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram, where Kaviraj Goswami explains his own personal experience, how he received the mercy. He considers himself lower than Jagai and Madai. Of course, we understand this is explained, this is, he's saying so due to his very deep humility, honest, sincere humility. And he says it in this way, it's difficult many times to understand, as we are not in that situation, to understand how he can speak like that. He says he's more sinful than Jagai and Madai, but he's actually living in Radhakund. He is writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in the most sacred place of the universe, and he's seeing himself as worse than Jagai and Madai, who were delivered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and who had committed so many sinful activities. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that Chandragupta, the secretary of Yamaraj, was not able to compile them. Imagine what a speed, and probably we can imagine Chandragupta, he's faster than having a Mac. He has mystic power, the power of the demigods. He's able to compile everything very quickly, but they were so sinful, so fast in committing sinful activities that he couldn't keep track. So Kaviraj Goswami considers himself more sinful than these two fortunate souls, fortunate previously sinful souls, but by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, blessed souls. Dina hinna yata chilo hari name udarilo. Tara shakshi jagai madai. Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung that many sinful people, poor people, wretched souls, they attain the mercy of the Lord due to Sri, the divine compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And especially Sri Nityananda Prabhu, because if it was up to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would have killed them. Even Sri Gauranga himself forgot due to the offense they committed against his dear Nityananda, who is his heart and soul. He forgot his own mission. He forgot, "Thou shalt not kill." That was his. In other incarnations, the Lord kills. But as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not kill. And this was due to the deep love he had for Sri Nityananda. But the Lord Nityananda, he fall to the lotus feet of the Lord, Gauranga, and he asked him, "Please give mercy to these two persons. If you give mercy to these two persons, then everyone will know about your mission. Then it means anybody can get mercy. There is no restriction for anyone." So it is due to the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Prabhupada explained in different occasions how the spiritual master is the representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada will say, the spiritual master is the representative of Sri Nityananda. Sometimes he will say, he's the representative of... Balaram also. Super soul also. I'm looking for something else. Srimati Radharani. Sometimes Prabhupada said the spiritual master represents Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani, she is the goddess, she is the supreme goddess of devotion, pure love of Godhead. Prema Mayi. She is giving Krishna Prema. So from the side, the Lord has different expansions. From the Vishnu Tattva expansion, Lord Balaram, who is identical, Lord Nityananda is non-different from Lord Balaram, and this is explained in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami and by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master. And from the Shakti Tattva side, Srimati Radharani, she is in charge of pure love of Godhead. And unless one gets her mercy, as Srila Prabhupada wrote in his poem when reaching the U.S., one of the poems before, prior actually, Krishna Tava Punya Habe Bhai, that unless, my dear brothers, unless you receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then we cannot attain the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. But in order to attain the service of Srimati Radharani, and especially in this age, we need the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the glories of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless Sri Nityananda Prabhu opens the door to us to be able to approach him. Therefore, we worship Sri Sri Gaura Nithai. It is very significant that Srila Prabhupada established the worship of Parama Karuna. in different places written Prabhupada Lilamrita, he will sing Parama Koruna Pahuda Pahudui Jana, thank you, Nitai Gaura Chandra. He referred to these two brothers. These two brothers are most merciful because they are giving the process Kevala Ananda Kanda, a process which is simply joyful. Anybody can pick up how to perform this process in very short time. Even a child can learn how to chant the holy name of the Lord in very short time. It's very easy, very simple process. Many times we may say, okay, but this is what many times it is said, and sometimes even we quote Srila Prabhupada saying that I cheated you when I told you the process was so simple. Sometimes devotees quote, I don't have the exact reference on that. I don't know if maybe Mother Urmila or Rasamandala Prabhu or anyone remembers. But sometimes this quote is given, that Prabhupada said in one occasion, I cheated you because I told you the process was very simple, but it is not that simple. So in one sense, it's true. It's not that simple due to our stubbornness to remain embrace to the material existence, to material energy, to the tree of Maya, the tree of material existence. As when Srila Prabhupada showed, when a disciple asked him, why is it that Maya is so strong? And Srila Prabhupada didn't reply verbally, but he replied physically, going to a tree nearby and embracing the tree and saying, let me go, let me go. So due to our stubbornness, we remain entangled in the snares of Maya. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the song we sang, he says there is no need for that. Just take shelter of Lord Nityananda. He is giving mercy. And today is a very special day to pray to the Lord for a special mercy. We can say whatever we, in whatever condition we are, my dear Lord Nityananda, I am so foolish, so dry, so attached to material existence. We can express our own predicament and then ask him, please, you are so merciful. You liberated Jagai and Madai. So please, give me love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Give me love for Sri Radha Gopinath. Give me the strength and the mood to properly serve the devotees. Give me the enthusiasm to spread the holy name of the Lord around to everyone I meet. Because this is the mood of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The original spiritual master, he's always preaching. He's the original Sankirtan devotee. It is described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat how he, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Haridas Thakur, they went on Sankirtan following the instruction given to them by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bolo Krishna, Bayo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. To whomever you meet, tell them this. Chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and act according to Krishna's instructions. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna is our mother, Krishna is your mother. Tell the people, Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father. If you have any problems with mother, father, no problem. Krishna is there. In the worst case scenario, of course, father and mother are also Krishna's representatives, and they give us mercy. We get mercy from the parents, we get mercy from the guru, we get mercy from our superiors by the mercy of the Lord. All of them are Krishna's representatives. But ultimately, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna is your father, Krishna is your mother, Krishna is the treasure of your life. As very beautifully illustrated by our expert pujaris who made the heart around Sri Sri Gaura Nithai. Isn't it? Krishna is the treasure of your life. Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, they are giving this message to anyone and everyone. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how the Panchatattva didn't make discrimination who was qualified to receive such mercy and who was unqualified. They will distribute to anyone and everyone. Because all the external discrimination is due to the anartha perception, the external perception. We see in the mode of passion, and due to the mode of passion, we make differences. This is what Bhagavad Gita explains. But they are communicating from the most pure level of existence, Shuddha Sattva, from the Shuddha Sattva platform, giving love of Godhead. And therefore, Sri Kaviraj Goswami, before explaining their mercy unto him, telling his story, he tells us about tattva. And he quotes this verse we sang. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is not just another saint. Sometimes we may say, in order for people to understand, when we explain Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, we may say they are two great saints. And that's true. They are two great saints. But if we want to be more precise, we say this is Krishna. Krishna who came, God, came in the form of as devotee. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these two great saints, they are not just saints, but they are actually the very same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, when we read about his leelas, so there are certain leelas we don't talk too much about them because they are too much avaduta type leelas. We don't really understand them. Like Sri Nityananda Prabhu being grown up man, sucking the breast of Malini Devi, Sri Srivas Thakur's wife. So we don't talk too much. That's in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we read it and we say, okay, how do I digest this? Don't you? I mean, normally I read it, I see it's transcendental, it's divine. But it's very difficult to understand if we take the conventional pattern of behavior, it's not that easy to understand. Unless we go to tattva. Tattva is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's supremely independent, and there is no age for him. He can act as superior to the Lord, like Lord Balaram, Kaviraj Goswami explains. Sometimes he acts as his elder brother. He is his elder brother. Sometimes he acts as elder brother. Sometimes he acts on the same platform, playing with him as equals. Sometimes he acts as his servitor. So Lord Nityananda, he acts in different ways. Sometimes he behaves in ways which we will consider normal for a guru to behave. Sometimes he will behave in ways which will be abnormal. If our gurus, any of our gurus, will imitate certain activities of Lord Nityananda, what will we say? In the early days, in the Sonal Acharya days, we may have said he's in ecstasy. It did happen. I remember cases where it happened. And how it, like somebody was doing, acting improperly, and we said, oh, that person is in ecstasy. So there is a difference. We cannot, even though Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the saying it is mentioned, there is a popular saying, I don't know the Bengali, that if you see Lord Nityananda entering the liquor shop, don't think he is going there to drink liquor. He's going there to preach. Don't judge him. So similarly, sometimes we apply this. We say, if you see the spiritual master entering wherever, don't think bad. We could say that. But then in practice, we see that unless the spiritual master is Paramahamsa, like Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, we cannot make exactly the same statement. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Kaviraj Goswami explains in this verse the five expansions of Lord Balaram, who is the first Vishnu Tattva expansion of the Lord. In Brahma Samhita, it is described that as a candle, an original candle, lightens other candles. Diparchire vaida chantara mami upetya dipayate vivrittahetu samana dharma. In the same way, the Lord, Sri Krishna Govinda, he expands in many other forms of God, Vishnu Tattva. And the first form is Sri Balaram, who is described as the original Sankarshan. So there are two main Sankarshans in the spiritual world. One is in Goloka Vrindavan, Kaviraj Goswami explains, and Srila Prabhupada mentions, especially in Dwarka. Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. This Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan is the original expansion of the Lord. And then the second Sankarshan, there is a second Chaturvyuha, or the quadruple expansions of God, which rule over the, for our understanding, the four directions of the Vaikuntha planets. Of course, we understand, and it is explained in this chapter also, he's beyond time and space. So these directions are not like north, south, east, and west, as we will understand in the material platform. But it is actually, just for our understanding, is described like that. And this Mahasankarshan, also known as Mula Sankarshan, he's sustaining all the Vaikuntha planets. The Jivas, Kaviraj Goswami explains, that Ashta Shakti come from him. And we're not going to enter into fruitless debates about where the Tathashta Shakti comes from in terms of it's some energy somewhere, Tathashta. It's not impersonal, it's personal. It comes from Sankarshan. But Sankarshan comes from Krishna. So So ultimately, it comes from Krishna. There is no difference. And it says, actually, Kaviraj Goswami in this chapter explains that there is nothing impossible. Some people speak about Vishnu first, others about Krishna, Krishna, Vishnu, Sankarsan, the different incarnations. But he says that actually that's not so important. There is nothing impossible. He is both. He can be. He is the origin. Mahavishnu is the origin of the Jiva. Mula Sankarsan is the origin of Jiva. Krishna is the origin of Jiva. There is no there is no contradiction. I'll read this verse. Shri Shri Gaura Nitai Ki Jai. Just for the pujaris, when you are ready for the Abhishek, make me a sign. I was told to stop at 9:30, but if you are not ready, I may go a little bit longer. So please tell me when you are ready. He says, he's explaining actually Sheshanaga's expansion of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda Ram. That person of whom Lord Ananta is a Kala, or part of a plenary part, is Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who therefore can know the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. From these conclusions, we can know the limit of the truth of Lord Nityananda. But what glory is there in calling him Ananta? Ananta, as you know, means unlimited. But I accept it as the truth because it has been said by devotees. Since he is the source of all incarnations, everything is possible in him. They know that there is no difference between the incarnation and the source of all incarnations. Previously, Lord Krishna was regarded in the light of different principles by different people. Some said that Krishna was directly Lord Nara Narayana, and some called him Lord Vamanadev incarnation. Some called Lord Krishna an incarnation of Lord Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. All these names are true. Nothing is impossible. So many times, we from our limit condition, we create contradictions which are not there in Shastra. Shastra says this, Shastra says that. We think it's either this or that. But if Shastra says this and that, how is it that it is both? And many times we do not understand by jnana. It is not possible to understand by jnana. As a matter of fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that process in his discussion with Ramananda Roy. Yane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya varta stanestita shrutigatam tanuvam manovir ye praya so jita jito apichai stilokyam, that we should abandon all endeavor to understand God, to understand Krishna, to understand Lord Nityananda through jnana. It is not possible to understand him in this way. Therefore, he behaves also as Avaduta, Avaduta Nityananda, in order to break our calculations, of him. Like, for example, also in one occasion when the deities in a temple were destroyed, the external, apparently destroyed. Krishna can never be destroyed, but apparently were destroyed, the deity form. And somebody went in a very distraught condition of heart to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and say how it was possible that these people, these atheistic people, attacked the temple and they destroyed the murti. How is it possible? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta replied something like, paraphrasing, that the Lord wanted to destroy your material conception of the deity. So sometimes we have a material conception of the Lord, and then the Lord comes and acts in ways which break apart all our misconceptions. And therefore, in Sri Nityananda, acts in sometimes in extreme ways. How is it possible that Shivananda Sen, he's arranging all the places to stay for the devotees in their travel to Jagannath Puri? You can imagine how hard it is. Those of you who have been in Pada Yatra, and those who go the advance party, they are arranging the places where the devotees will stay. It is hard work. And sometimes happens that there is delay or something that was not calculated. And then the situation is that devotees don't have a place to stay. So something like that happened to Shivananda Sen. He was still looking for the place where they will stay. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu was hungry, and he became angry also. He became so angry that he kicked Shivananda Sen, he kicked him in the stomach. It was in the stomach, right? In the chest. Okay. He gave him a strong kick. And he cursed his sons to die. They didn't die finally, so it seems that it was not that serious. So, but at that moment he cursed them to die. How we can understand such behavior? We'll see. This is too much. But actually, we're ready? 2 minutes, it's okay, it's no problem. So, we cannot understand him through the intellect, only through bhakti. And actually, Shivananda Sen, he could understand Lord Nityananda. And he said, when his wife was crying, when she heard the curse of Lord Nityananda, she thought her sons will truly die. So you can imagine how afflicted she was. So she was crying, and then Shivananda Sen said, if the Lord wants that we all die, let us die. So no problem, that's his pleasure, we die for him. We didn't manage to do the service properly, we die. So by such attitude, Shivananda Sen, he was such a dear devotee of both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They had unconditional attitude of service. So we cannot understand Lord Nityananda through mundane intellect. But of course, we derive great inspiration when we see his role as Shesha, as the original spiritual master, who is always serving the Lord in all conditions. He is giving shelter to the jivas, always. From Mahasankarshan, Mahavishnu appears, and Mahavishnu creates the universes for whom? He creates the universes for us, the jivas who want to come here. Who is taking care of those jivas? Who is the shelter? Nandakya Ramaksharanam Mamastu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is always the shelter. In our natural condition of devotional service, Jivera Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nityadas, he is the shelter. He is manifesting the Holy Dham. He becomes the Lord's sitting place. He becomes the Lord's Vaikuntha planets. He becomes the Lord's umbrella, the Lord's slippers, the Lord's Brahman thread. Everything the Lord possesses, his dress. And he's giving shelter to the jivas. And in the condition, state of existence, he's also the shelter. He's creating the material universes. But when he manifests the universes, there is a purpose for such manifestation. The jivas go to sleep, but he will wake them up. And he becomes Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, the super soul of the universe. And then the Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, the super soul within the heart of everyone, who is also known, as some of you mentioned before, he is the guru, the spiritual master is the representative of the Chaitya Guru, the Kshirodakashayi Vishnu who is within the heart. And that Chaitya Guru is none different from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It's actually an expansion of his expansion, a part of his expansion. And he's there in order to guide the souls back home, back to Godhead. But when he sees that they cannot hear from within, he comes outside as the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the devotee of the Lord. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as Srila Prabhupada explains, he's the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. The supreme personality of servitor Godhead. And the spiritual master, the devotee of the Lord, is his representative. So, any Vaishnava who, by example and by instruction, teaches how to serve the Lord is acting as a representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, Sri Devakinandan Thakur, in his Vaishnava Sharana poem, he says that all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they are qualified to liberate the universe. Of course, we see a special empowered personalities like His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who act as a special representative in that they are able to reach out, spread the market of the Holy Name far and wide to the most remote places. Srila Prabhupada fulfilled the prophecy which even many Gaudiya Vaishnavas thought it was symbolic. Because he had the faith that Sri Gaura Nitai, they have decided to distribute this mercy in every town and village. And actually, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as the spiritual master, he acts as a preacher. The emphasis of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is on the Goshtianandi. And this was also, we don't want to undermine the Bhajanandi. In order to be a proper Goshtianandi, we need to do proper bhajan. Otherwise, it becomes difficult to communicate something. But Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was requested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do not come to Jagannath Puri, but stay in Bengal and preach and distribute Krishna Prem, distribute Krishna Nam to all the people in Bengal. So this is the special service rendered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu to deliver the most fallen, most uncultured people, souls. Of course, uncultured doesn't mean only illiterate from the external point of view, like from the academic point of view, but somebody may be very literate materially, academically, and have a very degraded behavior. But Lord Nityananda, he was going to anyone and everyone. So I would like to finish by reading a little bit from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. I'm reading this because it says here, says, whoever hears Lord Nityananda's pastimes of coming to Navadvip will be blessed with Krishna Prem. That's why I'm reading it, because I'm... Lord Vishvambar heard of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip, and he felt great joy within. Earlier, Lord Chaitanya had given indications of Lord Nityananda's arrival to the Vaishnavas, but they could not understand the import. The Lord had told them, a great personality will come to Navadvip within a few days. And we should remember that Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they didn't meet in the Leela until they were grown up. So they were in separation for 20 plus years, several decades. Lord Gaurachandra worshipped Lord Vishnu in his temple and then quickly went to meet all the devotees. He told them, last night I had a wonderful dream. A chariot came and stood in front of my door. The chariot's flag had a palm leaf drawn on it. This chariot was meant to carry one from this temporary material existence to the absolute reality. Within the chariot was a colossal figure. He carried a plow on his large shoulders. He was moving about as if he were restless. In his left hand, he carried a renunciate's water pot, which was roped over by cane reeds. Both his upper cloth and lower dress were blue. A beautiful earring pierced his left earlobe. His whole appearance and the manner indicated that he was Lord Balaram. Upon speaking, he repeated the question at least 10 or 20 times, saying, does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? So this is in Lord Chaitanya's dream. And actually, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as the original spiritual master, he was waiting for the time when he will meet his Lord, when he will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can also wait like that. He was going on pilgrimage. He was doing seva since childhood. When I will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Krishna? Where we will meet Krishna? We should surf in this spirit. When that day will come, when that day will be mine. Never before have I seen such a formidable looking mendicant. I felt great respect for this person, and I ask, I see that you are a great personality. Who are you? Smiling, he replied, I am your brother. Tomorrow we shall get to know each other. His words increased my delight, and I began to feel that he and I were the same person. In the middle of the narration, the Lord went into an ecstatic trance, and entering into the mood of Lord Balaram, he began to roar and shout loudly, "Bring me wine! Bring me wine!" His thundering voice seemed to burst the eardrums. Srivas Pandit said, so not only Sri Nityananda acts in a wild way, sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, imagine the Lord telling, "Bring me wine." That's, bring me wine. We don't drink wine. We follow four regulative principles. Bring me wine. Bring me wine. His thundering voice seemed to burst the eardrums. Srivas Pandit said, "Listen, dear Lord. The wine that you desire is to be received from only you. Therefore, mercifully distribute your wine so that you and all may partake of its ecstasy." The devotees, a little afraid and trembling at seemingly uncontrolled mood of the Lord, stayed at a distance from the Lord, thinking to themselves, "Certainly, there must be a great reason for this manifestation." Like when we don't understand something, there must be a reason for that. With reddened eyes, the Lord recited small lyrical poems and ballads. Smiling, he softly and rhythmically swayed his body like Lord Sankarshan, Balaram. Then continues, there is a description of how he showed his form to his form of Varahadev to Sri Murari Gupta. And then, it's only one page more, so we're finishing. An alloyed devotee such, after the description continues like this, an alloyed devotee such as Srivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur are fully realized in such esoteric understandings of the Lord manifestations in different incarnations. Yet, for some mysterious reason, they could not find Nityananda Prabhu, who the Lord had sent them to search for him. Then Lord Chaitanya laughingly, mildly said, "Come with me and let us go find him." All the devotees became jubilant and chanted, "Jai Shri Krishna," as they accompanied the Lord. The Lord took all the Vaishnavas directly to the house of Nandana Acharya, where Lord Nityananda had been hiding. Inside the house, they saw a great personality, effulgent like a million suns. Without proper spiritual vision, one cannot see Lord Nityananda. A sweet smile played upon his lips. He was blissfully absorbed in meditation upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the towering spiritual stalwart Lord Vishwambar, along with all the devotees, offered their prostrated obeisances. They arose respectfully and looked upon Sri Nityananda with great awe and reverence. Without speaking a word, Lord Vishwambar stood at the head of all the Vaishnavas, directly in front of Lord Nityananda, who immediately recognized Lord Vishwambar as the beloved Lord of his heart. Lord Vishwambar was looking so beautiful, even more beautiful than Cupid himself. A fragrant flower garland hung around his neck. His face was decorated with sandalwood paste, and he had nice, fine clothes. What is glittering gold next to the Lord's aura? The full moon has lost interest in her own beauty, and she yearns to see the glowing face of the Lord. How enchanting they look, Nityananda and Lord Gauranga, as they roam about Navadvip with the devotees chanting the holy name of Hari. What is the luster and value of pearls next to the teeth of the Lord? One is sure to lose his mind at the sight of the Lord's beautiful cascading black hair, which is tied in a top knot. Next to the pinkish, graceful lotus eyes of the Lord, the beauty of all other lotuses looks faded and seems to disappear. His long hands extend down to his knees, and the thin line of his Brahmana thread hangs loosely across his broad and expansive chest. A thin and perfect tilak decorates his broad forehead. Without any jewelry or ornaments, every limb of his beautiful body looks exquisite and captivating. Whence goes the brilliance of millions of precious gems compared to his dazzling nails? What use do I have for ambrosia when I see the sweet smile playing upon my Lord's lips? Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Virbhava Mahotsava ki jai. Shri Nityananda Virbhava Mahotsava ki jai. Shri Nityananda Virbhava Mahotsava ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.